Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, August 29th.
Ah!
Hi, Danny.
Rent is due in 2 days.
Yes, right? Thanks for reminding us.
Oh, yeah. Glorious.
So, starting tomorrow, you won't have to look at this monitor anymore, the back of this monitor, because we're getting smaller ones.
Oh, okay.
They're going to be here.
Yeah.
So then it's better for the cameras. It's better for everybody, because it's like, you know, you can barely see me. When you're over there, so
I can see you perfectly fine, but yeah, I feel you.
But the other shows,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I'll miss my big screen, but yeah, you got to do what you got to do sometimes, mm-hmm. You know?
You could just get like an iPad.
Well, that's too much, you know? So this one is just a laptop screen, so it's not going
to... I never understood the purpose of an iPad if you had a laptop. Like just to travel with, like when you're on a plane or something?
Not just on a plane, anywhere. I mean, I find it a lot easier to use, but it's easier to move around, you know, and shit like that rather than take your laptop with you. It has apps that the laptop doesn't have, you know, so things like that. Like, for example, if you want to get on Instagram, you can't do it through the computer.
Right.
Just mobile stuff.
Well, you can look at people's Instagrams, but you can't actually like comment back or
you
anything.
You can't do anything other than just watch
the
picture. But I mean, I have both. I have a laptop and I have a, you know, and I use them both, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I guess you don't have to, but if you have one, we might as well, you know.
Right.
So beautiful day today. It's not overcast, actually.
No, it woke up sunny.
Right, yeah. We said we won't talk about weather much because nobody's going to care tomorrow or a year from now, but that's okay. It's something.
But no one's going to care about half the shit we said.
Right, but, you know, it's timely even a year later, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we talked to the founder of two websites that are controversial, and then he gave him a run for his money. But but the thing is, the bottom line is, and we're talking about,
Seek
arrangement.
And what's your price?
And what's your price?
Or name your price. Name, no, what's your price?
What's your price, yeah. Right. So, I mean, it was a great show, I felt. It was a great interview. We got to learn a lot. And the bottom line, then, is I don't, you know, what I'm saying is I don't justify people doing this, but apparently people do.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. I was like, I don't.
To connect, you know?
Well, no, it has nothing to do with that.
No, man. Connect for sex.
Yeah. I'm like, it had both those websites, and I don't care how he spins it.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, he has to do what he's got to do. He's the owner.
No, I mean, of course. And he knows that's why people
but
do
he
it.
But he also probably didn't realize that he's talking to a 30-year-old that knows he's full of shit. That's why I was like, let me take it easy, because I could have gone a lot harder.
Well, what do you want him to say? Yeah,
I mean, want him to not be full of shit.
No, but he's not full of shit.
He's full of shit, Sam.
Why?
Because he was like trying to say this is a legitimate dating website. It's not.
But it is.
No, it's not.
It's just people are looking for different things.
They don't
Danny.
Even do background checks. He said they're trying to put more precautions in, so it's
but they
safer.
Don't do background checks on other dating
they
sites.
They do on
either.
Match. They do on eHarmony. Those
no,
are the,
they don't.
Yes. They fucking do.
I don't know that.
Yes, they do. My mom had to get her background check ran. She had to put her social security number.
I don't think so.
Yes.
I'm telling you, there's no way.
Yes.
Nobody would sign up.
That means that you're a fucking killer.
With the social security number, nobody's going to sign up.
I would sign up. I would feel safer. I would feel safer if a website was asking me that shit.
Yeah.
Then I'd be like, okay, then they're checking the dude that I'm sitting across to and he's not going to kill me tonight.
Yeah.
But then again, Uber and stuff is checking background checks and people are still getting raped and murdered in Uber, so.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Is it really the site's responsibility to vet the people?
Yes.
Why?
Because you are putting people together. Therefore, if somebody dies something that happened on your website, you are fucking liable.
No, I don't think so. This is just like meeting in a club or something.
No, it's not.
Why?
Meeting at a club, those two human beings interacted with each other. There was no third party involved.
The third party here is not involved. They're just facilitating the communication.
Yeah, but they're allowing people on their websites. The only people allowed on their website should be people that are vetted.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. Nobody would sign
I
up.
I will argue this till the day I die.
Okay, but a lot of people, I'll tell you, okay, well, I'm going to prove it to you because I don't think anybody is going to be vetted who wants to keep these things personal.
Like,
I
mean, for instance.
People don't want other people to know they're on a dating site or something, you know.
Then don't be on a fucking dating site.
No, like, they just don't want to advertise it, you know, whatever.
Well, just because you get a background check to make sure that you're a decent human being doesn't mean that the whole world is going to know that you're on a dating website. It's not like you're posting, hey, guys, I just uploaded my information on this website. If people find out, it's because they found your profile because you made one.
Right. Okay. But the thing is that the, what did I want to say? Fuck. Oh, that, even if you do background check, you don't know what's going on in the guy's mind. What if you're going to be the very first victim or something? There's no guarantee.
That's what I just said. I go, yeah, I'd feel safer if they did a background check, but hey, okay, Uber so and all these other up. Places do background checks, okay, and they are so still rapists and murderers driving.
So you don't
around.
Sign up, you know? And what, the passengers have to be vetted too on Uber? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
So what's the point? The passenger can be the
but you know the risk when you're a taxi driver.
What?
You know the risk when you're a taxi driver. You're picking up a complete stranger.
Right.
Especially if you do the late night hours when you're picking people up from like 2 to 6 a.m.
Right, right.
Forget
yeah, but
it.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. You're not going to get anybody guaranteeing you total safety. I
yeah,
mean,
so
it
doesn't some,
work
so,
like that.
Yeah, but on websites where you it's arrangements or prices, you should have background checks anyway because you should know how much these motherfuckers are making. Like, Ben shouldn't be able to make a profile that says he makes $500,000 a year when he really makes less than 25.
But you're funny. How are they going to find out how much money they're making?
Your credit score?
No, that doesn't tell anybody how much money.
At least you have a good credit score.
It has nothing to do with income. It has to do with your payment history.
Yeah, but they can't lie about what job they have. Like, they can't say, hey, I'm like the owner of blah, blah, blah bank, and they're not.
Well, okay. So, I mean, you could probably check that out anyway. But what I'm saying is you can't, there's no way. You know, I guess your course of action is just not to join the site. But people have to take chances. What are you going to do, you know? There's no way you can guarantee anybody that they're not going to do something stupid. You know, people don't have it on their credit report or even a criminal record that they may be disturbed now or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Listen, it sounds good in theory, but I don't think they're liable or responsible at all. You know, they don't tell you date this guy, date that guy. They're just saying here, you know, you can meet them. We have a database. You can pick people from here and that's it, you know. But what do I know? The fact of the matter is, Danny, he's been around for all these years. It must work, you know.
I always say I'm not going to knock your hustle. I just like don't also say that it's a legitimate dating site when you know for a fact. Women, like literally there's been like Barstool Sports, Shade Room, like have literally had videos of guys like ragging on girls because they pull up their seeking arrangement website and pull up their profile and it's like
right.
Must pay for like college tuition. Like yeah. That's what that website is. It's right. Not a dating website. No one on there is trying to fall in love.
No, that's true. But what I'm saying is there's a fucking demand for this shit. People are obviously using it.
Yeah, no. And so I said, it's not for me, so but there's plenty of people that'll use it.
Yeah, so if people don't have a problem with it, why should he? You know what I'm saying?
I don't think he should. I'm just saying don't come in here and try to give me a speech about how your website is legitimate when we both know it's not a real dating site.
No, come on.
Like when he...
What's a dating site? To connect people, put them together, right?
Not for sex.
Why?
That's why Tinder, I don't consider a dating app.
Yeah, but...
Tinder's okay. Like... Everyone calls Tinder the sex app.
Everybody goes on all the websites and think they're going to get sex as far as the guys. That's what they look for. That's why all the women write there. No hookups, no one-night stands, no dates, no this.
You don't have to put that on legitimate dating sites, though. Like, nobody's writing on their Match or eHarmony profile, hey, no hookups, no sex. Like, nobody's doing that.
They do. They'll write, like, only long-term relationships, don't want to play around, shit like that. Because guys keep hitting them up on that for that all the time. You know? I don't know what's going on. Listen, I just think that... I just think there's so many transactions. And he made a good point. When you see all these beautiful girls on yachts and boats and vacations and shit, and you know they're not working, then who the fuck is paying for it, you know? Mm-hmm. You know they're fucking for sex, you know? So,
I mean, and nobody denied that. Nobody ever denied that. Yeah. I'm just saying that that's websites like his are promoting that lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
It is for that lifestyle. And I said plenty of people are down for that cause because that's literally what they do. That's how they pay their bills.
Right.
Then there's people like me that hear him say like, yeah, we just like, it's like a good date. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
It's a question of opinion. Come on, you know?
I mean, he's smart. He like tries to spin it like he was socially awkward.
Well,
and he needed the daddy inside. What it sounds like is he got no pussy and he wanted some.
Right. Well, that's what he meant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well.
And then he created a website basically for himself and probably his friends who got no pussy either.
Okay, but that's usually how people start businesses when they see.
And I'm not knocking his hustle. Yeah, and I'm not knocking his hustle.
Okay. Cool.
Do what you got to do. If that's what's putting money in your pockets, by all means, do it.
Yeah.
But just don't sit here and give you this whole speech about how it really helps unconfident guys feel confident. No, no one does it.
Why?
It doesn't. It just gives them a reason to fuck hot chicks that literally are probably dying on the inside that this guy's touching them. Like, oh my God, is this almost done? And usually they don't last long. Like my roommate who slept with someone off Seeking Arrangement, she said that he is like this fat, overweight, like.
Yeah, well, you see, she could have chosen someone else.
$2,500. She was going for the money, but she said he was fat, overweight, and lasted literally maybe 4 minutes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She was like, "It was the easiest $2,500." And I go, "Was it the easiest though?
Yeah.
Like, was that really easy for you to do that, and then like just go and home?
Have that memory in your head for the
rest of
your
life. Like, I just can't. I don't think I could. I could barely get through a one night stand without feeling like absolutely horrible about myself for weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Let alone getting paid by some guy that I'm not attracted to laying on top of me and like busting a nut and moaning in
my
ear.
But that's what I'm saying. You have the website. You can choose a lot of guys. Do you think they're all going to be gross and old and sweaty?
I feel like any guy that has to use a website like that is gross.
Why?
Because it's have money, so easy,
if
Sam.
If they have money. No. What? So easy to get laid?
To just go. Like literally all guys have to do is go to like a hotel or even like a normal bar and sit there and someone will talk to them. It's not hard. Like, it's not difficult.
A woman's going to start talking to them?
Yeah, I talk to guys all the time.
Well, yeah, but you're not interested in having sex with them.
So, but I'll still approach you. Okay, so it has nothing to do with that, at least.
But they're looking for sex with a beautiful woman without any commitment, without any, you know.
But the commitment is paying them.
Okay.
Like, but you could literally meet someone genuinely in person that isn't going to look for you to pay.
Right.
Unless you have that discussion.
But she's not going to bring any emotional baggage and all that shit because you don't care. You know, you just want to fuck her and that's it. So I don't really care. I think people would pay for that, you know. Somebody said something once. He says, I'm not paying a hooker to come. I'm not paying her for sex. I'm paying for her to leave. You know, that's why I pay so she doesn't stay like a normal woman would. Okay.
No, because most men don't
want the women afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, most men after a one night stand don't, except for the guy that I had a one night stand with that was like begging me to stay and cuddle. But like, most men are like just like, ugh, yeah. But
yeah.
I mean, the thing is, men usually probably fuck hookers not the same way they would fuck somebody they were in love with.
Right.
So I think they're also paying for like whatever experience they're paying for.
Right, like emotionless sex
like,
or something.
You could, I think. With hookers, you can be like, yo, I want my butthole licked. I want to be slapped. Right. I need you to come with a whip. Like, you're not going to say that to somebody like you're going on a third date with. Hey,
right.
We're going to this Italian restaurant, but make sure you bring your whip with you.
Right.
Because we're getting so freaky after
function.
This ravioli.
Yeah. They have their place in society. What are you going to say?
I can't.
That's funny.
I mean, I always have a strong opinion on it because I just believe that it's not that hard for people to find somebody to even lay with.
Because you're a woman, and for men, it's very hard.
But I see it, too. Like, even if it has nothing to do with me, when I'm out, I see how easy it is for men. And I'm talking about men that aren't attractive.
Right. But at least they have game or something.
No,
you know?
all they got to do
is
show off that they have money.
Okay.
That's
so
it.
There you go.
That's why I'm like, you don't need a website. You literally just need to be out and buy, like, one bottle of 1942 with your fucking old group of old ass men and all of y'all getting a bitch.
Right.
Every single one of you.
Okay.
Literally, if you go to Warwick on Wednesday nights, it's all old men.
But you just confirmed the fact that, you know, when you have money, you can get hot chicks, you know?
That's what I'm saying, but you don't need a website to do it.
Who says?
I'm telling you, this
people
is what it's like.
People don't have time to look, and they're not going to go and look for sugar, whatever in a club, you know?
That's not true. Remember I told you when I first moved here, a guy basically came up to me and was like, do you want to get paid to go on dates? Like, you don't need websites.
Yeah.
You can literally do it more discreet than having a profile.
Okay, well, people need websites.
$125, ugh, God. I'd be insulted by that. $125. I'm hoping the dinner bill is more expensive than that. Like, where are you taking me, Jack in the Box?
Right.
Wait, is $125 directly to the woman, or is that like going towards your bill?
No, it goes to the woman. That's what she expects, and then you pay all the expenses too when you go on a date. But what's your price is? You connect with a woman. You say, let's say I'm willing to spend $100 on a meal or on a first date, and she'll say yes or yay or nay, you know? So what do I know? In LA, obviously, it seems to work. I mean,
I'm sure it works in Vegas too, because prostitution is a big thing in Vegas.
Yeah, but I mean, a fucking big billboard in Hollywood. Did you see that?
Yeah, I've seen it.
What's it called? Sugar
something? Babies, Sugar Mama.
No,
I think it's
Sugar
Baby.
Dreams or Sugar.
No, Sugar Daddy or Sugar Babies.
No, it's not that. It doesn't have like
Sugar
a,
Model.
Yeah, Sugar Model.
Sugarmodel.com. Right. I get emails for that all the time.
Really?
All the time. Become a sugar model, but they present it in a different way. They're like, get paid $1,000 for an exclusive weekend trips and parties. Get picked up in a limo and party with guys that are going to pay the bill.
You know? It's true. That's what's going to happen. That's why women do that. Fuck, you know? I mean, think about it. The guys that have the yachts have to find the hot chicks, right? So they find them. It's always going to cost you money one way or another.
I know it's always going to cost them money. I'm just saying they don't need a website to do it. And I will literally say this
always. It's okay. I mean, we're not arguing about that anymore. I'm just saying that, you know, people, I mean, there seems to be a huge need for this.
Like, I went to Catch, and there was a Middle Eastern man there who was probably in his late 40s. Not ugly at all, but he looked older. And me and my girlfriend were sitting at a table, and he comes over with like a stack of $100 bills. He lays it on the table, and he's like, which one of y'all am I taking out?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Really?
That's how easy it is. That's literally how easy it is. We weren't talking to him. We weren't looking at him. He saw us, left his table, and came over.
Right. So that gave him the confidence is the money. If he didn't have the money, he'd have no fucking confidence at all.
Yeah. You know? I was like, not me. He wasn't ugly, though.
Yeah. But you know what? Think about it. I mean, it's got to be very appealing for men to have that what's your price, because when you usually look on the dating sites, all the hot chicks, you know, they're not going to respond. They probably get 1,000 fucking emails a day. They don't even see you.
Like on Tinder and Bumble?
No, I'm talking about like even bigger, like Match and shit like that.
Well, people my age aren't using Match.
Right.
Match and eHarmony, nobody's using that. Right. Nobody uses that until like maybe 40s.
Right.
Maybe late 30s.
But let's say there's a hot chick and you see her and, you know, the hot chicks never respond to you. With this site, you see a hot chick, you go, wow, you know, I'll take her out for $100.
Right.
And maybe I'll get through to her or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So that's why when we were talking, that started making sense to me, because I thought it's sort of like you give them a free sample. You know, here I am. We got to meet. Do you like me? If you don't,
I mean, I'm
then
not
fuck it, you
knocking
know?
His hustle. I get what he's trying to do.
Right.
But I'm just saying there's other ways around the bullshit. But I mean, if that's how he makes money, by all means, like shit, I should have fucking come up with it.
I know. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Like if I could have thought, hey, how can I make prostitution legal? I would have done it.
Yeah.
But who's to say how long websites like that are going to last? Plus, there's so many competitive websites. Right. Like I think the first one was probably sugardaddy.com.
Probably.
Yeah, but like no one on there is getting vetted. No, everyone probably, every like ugly ass dudes are lying about how much money they have.
Yeah.
Like I make $500,000 a year and they live in like a one bedroom apartment that like the couch is in their living room. I mean, their bed is in the living room. Like,
oh God. I guess there's a lot of guys like that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because they feel like they gotta lie. Yeah. And then these girls are like fucking them. And then, like, realizing, oh, my God, this motherfucker has nothing to offer me.
Yeah.
At least on what's your price, they have to pay, like, a little bit up front. Yeah. So if they lied, at least, like, you got that $100.
Right.
And hopefully they're not a killer.
Yeah. I don't know. Now they're going to let people walk without bail, without a cash bail. Did you hear that in California?
I don't know what that means, by the way. I read that article, but I didn't know.
Yeah, what it means is, do you know what it means to post bail?
No.
Okay, let's say you get arrested, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want to be released, you have to guarantee you're not going to
run away.
Bail.
Yeah, right.
So,
like leave the country.
Yeah, or whatever, you know, get away from your from heaven to go to court.
Right.
So, so they're saying, you know, because there's people that can't afford it, then it's inequality and shit like that, you know. But my question is, so what system are they going to use to assure the guys come back for their trial, right? So they're going to do like assess a risk to society if that person should be let go or not, like released on bail. So again,
but what
you
if they can't pay the bail?
Then they stay in jail.
That sucks.
Yeah.
But can you post bonds? That's like, yeah, like that's a, getting a credit card or something, right? For bails.
Right. Right. But yeah. Not everybody can get it.
So California is getting rid of bonds, basically.
Right. Yeah.
That's so stupid.
Right?
I mean, that just...
So now it's going to let people, dangerous people walk around in the streets.
Well,
know,
that's it. But,
guarantees.
But that's only if they get picked as a low risk to society. If they find them a high risk, they got to stay in jail, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, so if it's a mega thug who's on trial for murder, I'm sure they're not going to be like, all right, you go ahead and you get back out there, Johnny. We'll see you at your trial.
Yeah.
That wouldn't make any sense.
I know, but as far as that goes, I wouldn't trust anybody. Shit.
Yeah.
You know, that money obligation keeps them in check, I think.
Oh, well, not our problem, but I don't do... hopefully, I never end up in jail, so...
Yeah.
That's where you suckers making the wrong decisions every day of your life.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we're talking about this, and apparently China... This woman, I mean, there's like a marriage scam, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was tricked into marrying a complete stranger. So essentially the story goes like this. The woman signed up to be a makeup artist after seeing a post on Facebook, right?
Where is this?
In China.
Okay.
In Hong Kong, whatever the fuck, yeah. No, she received the free training in Hong Kong, but this is in China. So then she was convinced by the firm to become a wedding planner instead of a makeup artist because she could make more money. So she received a free week of training in Hong Kong, and then she traveled to China again for a mock wedding. Okay, so they told her, okay, you're a wedding planner. We're going to do like a mock wedding so you can see what's going on and everything. So it was a simulated wedding, and she and the groom signed a real marriage document. All right? And she's told by the company that the marriage would be voided after that. But she didn't realize she married until she came back to Hong Kong and sought legal help. So in other words, they tricked her into fucking marrying this guy.
Okay, first of all, wait. Number one, this girl's a fucking moron.
Right.
Number two, if you're a wedding planner, you don't need to sign any wedding documentations. That's not what wedding planners do. You pick out the flowers. Yeah. You pick out like the drapes.
No, but they did a mock wedding.
Okay, that has nothing to do with you signing documentation, you dumb fuck.
Right. Right.
What an idiot. Her lawyer is going to be like, you're an idiot.
But the scams are like, I mean, people fall for any scam possible. You know?
I just don't understand what is wrong. First of all, if you didn't apply to be a wedding planner on any legitimate job site, why are you responding to that job ad?
No, she responded to a makeup artist ad.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, like it was like she was like on, like, let's say Craigslist and there was
On Facebook. She saw it on Facebook.
That's why motherfuckers on Facebook, 99.9% of shit on Facebook is a scam.
You think so?
Yes. That's why they're doing those commercials now apologizing for it being like the most unsafe website in America.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And they have like inappropriate videos nonstop on that. Like I never want my kid to have a Facebook.
I know. For that, you go to Twitter, man, where it's fucking no man's land, you know?
Yeah.
People can do anything they want at fucking Twitter.
Twitter's like more like filtered, though. Like, I don't go on Twitter and see like horrible videos.
No, but you see a lot of sex, there's porn, they're all over the place.
Not if you don't follow them.
Well, no, of course. But that's what I'm saying. But it's there, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's there, but you can't see it. On Facebook, even if you're not following the goddamn shit, it pops up on your feed.
What, like in advertising?
Yeah, no, like if I go to my homepage and I'm scrolling down.
Right, right.
It's like a bunch of
if
shit.
Someone shares like somebody else's shit.
And have stuff. To, like on Twitter, I specifically follow like maybe 100 people, maybe less.
Right.
And most of the people are like celebrities or people I've met in passing or people I know. And I don't see like, I don't see anything.
Right.
Unless somebody I know retweets like something like in astonishment, like right. I can't believe this is on the internet.
Do you ever click on hashtags though? I mean, that might take you to people you don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, hashtags always go to different strangers. If you do like hashtag Bachelor in Paradise, like a TV show, right. It'll bring up like other people's tweets that you aren't following.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So but I don't really do that. I mean, but I don't use Twitter as much as a lot of other people
yeah,
do.
No, I don't use it at all, man. But I know that's the platform of choice for porn stars and shit. You know, they post everything. They're hardcore and everything.
But a lot of people report pages like that.
No, they can do it. They can do it. They all do it. That's what I'm saying.
That's
weird. Hardcore shit.
I mean, I've definitely seen like a couple second videos and stuff. Like somebody uploaded a video yesterday of these two people in the streets of New York, and this guy's just getting a blowjob in the middle of the street.
Wow.
And I'm like, how can this video be like online without being reported?
Wow. Yeah.
And also those people are trash.
I know. But you know what? Without Facebook and all those, you wouldn't see a lot of the videos, and YouTube, of course. There's a lot of shit we wouldn't see or know about, you know? It's just amazing how many things are out there in the world that we're not even aware of, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I saw this. They had a security camera inside an elevator. And there's a woman there. She's standing by the front door waiting, getting ready to get out. And the guy in there starts rubbing against her. And she's like, so she like kind of looks at him and moves over.
This
to
is the elevator?
Other side. Yeah. Moved over to the other side.
I'd freak out.
He started
out.
Fucking do this. She turned, started kicking him and beating him up, and he's on the floor. And I couldn't believe it. I thought, fuck, good for her, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah. At least she had this, at least he wasn't like a beast and like could overempower her, because Lord knows what could have happened on the elevator ride.
Right, right. But my God, man. I mean, women are.
I hope he got arrested.
So much shit. I don't know. I don't know what happened afterwards. It's just sort of a...
That's crazy.
A lone video. I know, man. So this shit comes up on your feed all the time. And like we said before, you know, all the cruelty to animal videos and shit like that. So who wants to see that?
Not a single person.
You know?
Not a single person. Unless, of course, they are not animal lovers and they find enjoyment out of it. And that is just signs that they're future serial killers.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck, man? I mean, people are like... yeah, a lot of abuse of animals, and I can't stand to look at it. You know, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much. I don't know why people do this, but why do people do this to people? You know, that's crazy. But people do shit. You know, this 21-year-old father pled guilty to killing their 6-week-old infant by shoving fingers down his throat, and the mother didn't do anything to intervene either.
Was she home?
Yeah, she knew about this.
She probably, so she should be found guilty as an accessory.
She will. She's going to be tried for the same thing. This guy pled guilty, and they're saying that...
Why do people have children if they do not want them?
Yeah, well, apparently they say that he's been to a mental institution for severe anger issues.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely the type of guy you want to be having a child with.
Yeah, with several mental disorders. My God, man. Mm. Yeah. That's terrible, man. And you know, I mean, so you would think, why don't we vet people to be parents, right? But you can't fucking do it.
You
man.
Can't.
You don't.
Like, there's a video on Shade Room today of two teen women arrested because their children were smoking weed in a video. And the kids are like 3 or 4.
Really?
Like babies. Like smoking in diaper
weed?
Stills, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Let me see how old they were. Hold on.
Crazy, man. Why do they do this?
I'll tell you how old
they are. Well, yeah, it's got to be sick people in their minds, you know. I mean, you look at them and you go, my God, man.
Okay, let's see. They're from North Carolina and they were arrested on child abuse charges after a viral video on social media showed them giving 3 young children an illegal substance to smoke. It had been viewed millions of times before authorities stepped in. They are both being held on $150,000 each secured bonds.
Really? Wow.
2 years old and 3 years old, and the other one was 18 months.
What?
Can you imagine handing your two-year-old a fucking blunt?
I mean, that's clearly child abuse at its worst, you know?
Like, I can barely handle smoking a blunt, and I am a grown-ass woman.
Mm-hmm.
Let alone a child. And to me, I'm like, how do people like this procreate?
Yeah.
It's because they're out here not giving a fuck, obviously.
Because to have sex is the easiest thing, and not to use protection. The easiest thing in the world. So that's why, you know, I'm sure it wasn't a planned thing or anything.
So it was uploaded yesterday all over the internet that the U.S. has been reported to have the highest rate of STDs in a very long time.
Yeah, I read that. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal, right? We've been talking about that,
yeah,
too. But people that have unsafe sex.
I just see it's so easy to wear a condom. Like, people are like, well, condoms suck. I'm like, but having an STD sucks more.
Right.
You know, dealing with that sucks more. I'm trying to pull up the article just so we can see the percentage. I'm trying to find it. Hold on.
Yeah. The fact of the matter is, I think there's more disease than ever because people are connecting so much, you know, with people that they don't know.
With social media. Social media makes it so easy, like Tinder, Bumble, all these websites. It's just like, hey, you want to meet up and fuck?
Right. And people fuck so easily anyway these days, so you can imagine that a certain percentage will not use protection.
2.3 million cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis.
Gross.
Which is an increase of 2,000 cases from 2016.
Yeah.
The U.S. continues to have the highest STD rates in the world.
Really? I wonder why.
Well, did you hear about that new STD that came out in the U.K.? That'll make you never. Yeah, that'll make you
tell me about this.
That'll make you never, ever, ever, ever suck a dick ever again. Right, ladies?
But you don't only get it from sucking, you know? I mean, yeah, you have to refrain from sex completely.
No, not if you wear protection.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just wear a condom.
Yeah.
See, like, you can skip sucking dick and wear a condom and be safe.
Right.
But you can't suck a dick. Right. And wear a condom and be safe. You still just put your mouth and your whole shit at risk.
Right.
Because if he has a sore down there, you now have it in your mouth, bitch.
Right, right. Which is gross.
Oh, so nasty. Like, that's where you eat.
Yeah.
And drink your coffee and like.
And kiss and. Yeah.
Like this guy that this Middle Eastern guy that I still talk about to this day, he came over one time and he had a cold sore on his lip, which I get is not like, there's two different kinds of herpes. There's. One and two or A and B. I don't know. Or C. I don't know. But I was like, you need to leave.
Really?
And he was like, what do you mean? I go, you have a cold sore on your lip. He was like, I'm sick. I go, I don't give a fuck. Goodbye.
Good.
I mean, he would never eat me out or anything like that. But that's how simple it is.
But even kissing.
Kissing. Yeah. If you kiss somebody who has a cold sore, even if it's like the smallest, if there's like the slightest bit, it's still there.
Yeah.
Now you have herpes.
That's fucking scary.
Isn't that crazy?
It is.
Like someone could literally have a cut on your lip and tell you it's a pimple.
Right.
And now you have herpes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually against the law, right? If they know that they have something to give it to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Like especially if someone has HIV and doesn't tell you, they can get arrested.
Because that can kill you.
I know one state banned that law. Like, that's no longer a law anymore. I can't remember what state. Uh-huh. But I was like, I'll never live in that state.
Probably California.
Yeah, it's probably California.
For all we know. Anything goes here, man. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of the Bella twins?
You already asked me that.
Really?
Yeah. And we had this whole conversation. You have the worst memory, Sam.
What?
Yes. And I told you they're pro WWE wrestlers. They have their own reality show.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. One of them is engaged to John Cena, like the number one male wrestler in the world.
Really?
He's like an actor, too. He's been in a bunch of movies. He's a terrible actor, but...
So did we say they're twins?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, their reality show is called...
Bri and Nikki.
Yeah, their reality show is called The Bella Twins.
Yeah. What the fuck? Okay, so I prove I'm a jerk.
Yeah, her sister has like two kids, so she's a little chubbier.
Right.
That's the only reason you can tell the difference. Other than that, they look like very, very similar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Both have fake boobs and everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're athletes. So they probably straight boards before.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people that are super athletic get like stunt their growth with their titties.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Like a lot of gymnasts, if you notice, don't have breasts.
Yeah, I know. But maybe it's because they're just very young. No? I mean, some of them are 14, 15 years old.
Yeah, but then their career is over and they're 18, 19. They still have boobs because they were doing so much to their bodies. It stunts their growth.
So, oh, really? Maybe it just turns to muscle instead of
like,
boob.
Yeah. And that's like a lot of them get implants now.
Yeah.
Like Michaela Maroney, she's gotten so much plastic surgery since she was in the Olympics and they got like silver or gold, I forget, the US.
Really? So she went through surgery and shit?
She's got her face done, her lips done. She got boobs now.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's difficult though. Like I understand it. Like for me, like there's this bad girl I go back and forth with online. And I always rag on her because her before and afters of her face, it's like... God damn. Like, I hate to say it, but she just wasn't a cute chick before.
Right.
She had one of those witch noses, like,
oh god.
Like the witch from Hansel and Gretel. She had like the same exact nose. So I get it sometimes that you have to like to make yourself feel, because if I had that nose, it would be like my goal to get a nose job.
Right.
You know, like I just wouldn't feel confident.
Yeah, some people just have to get it, I guess, because it's like so obvious what they have.
But I'm saying in long-term situations, like say you meet the man of your dreams who doesn't know that you got work done on your face. It's just not a conversation you guys had.
Right.
And he doesn't know your before pictures. Your children aren't going to look like your plastic surgery.
That's true, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I got my ass done.
But you know what? Children don't always look like their parents anyway. I mean, there's no guarantee.
Yeah, but there's a slight chance that they could look like you.
Yeah.
But they're not going to look like your plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to look like your brand new bot nose.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, even when you don't get surgery, your kids may not look like you at all.
Yeah, which is a total possibility. But they could look exactly like you.
Yeah, right.
Like, I know my kids aren't going to have as big of an ass as me.
Why?
I got my ass done.
You got your ass done?
Yes.
Why?
I got it done years ago.
Why?
Because I wanted a bigger ass.
So you had no ass?
No, I wouldn't say I had no ass, but it was smaller. Like I wasn't evenly proportioned with my body. Now I feel like I am. I don't have, my ass isn't plastic. I did a BBL. Do you know what that is?
No.
So it's like this new epidemic that everyone's dying from now.
Oh, is that what you did?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's why I have scars.
So you went all out and everything. Why was it so important for you to do it?
Me and Gabby did it at the same exact time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why was it important for you to do it?
I don't know. Honestly, I think back on it, the healing process. So basically what it was, I was 110 pounds. And the doctor was like, you need to gain at least 11 pounds before I perform surgery on you. So I drank like McDonald's milkshakes every day.
Right.
And I got up to 121, which is my current weight now. And he sucked the fat out of my back and my stomach and put it in my ass.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck would you do that?
Mm-hmm. I thought we had this discussion
before.
No,
we never have.
Yeah.
We never have.
Yeah, that's why I said, I joke all the time because people are like, if I say anything about someone getting work done on their face, they'll always throw it in my face because I'm open about everything I do. Like,
right,
I just,
right.
There's no, I don't like try to hide it. Like, no, I got my ass done and it was the worst experience I've ever had in my life. Like, waking up from that surgery, it was horrifying.
Yeah.
Horrifying. And the healing process, like, it felt like my whole, like, even right now, sometimes if I go to get a massage, it still feels like I have nerve damage in my back.
Yeah.
So it's like a horrible, like, people will say, do you think it's worth it? I'll say no. Like, would I ever do it again? Absolutely the fuck not.
I just don't understand. I still don't understand why you did it.
I don't. Honestly.
I mean, in order to weather all that pain and that. And
I didn't think it was going to be that painful.
Yeah, but still. I mean, you went out there. I'm sure it cost you money.
No, we got a discount. That's probably number one why I did it. So the normal surgery is like $14,000. We paid four each.
Okay, but still, I mean, my God.
And at the time, I had tons of money because I was doing so many reality shows. $4,000 was nothing.
Really?
Yeah, so I was like, $4,000? Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So we did it, and we hired this nurse because we couldn't be by ourselves because we went to Miami to do it.
Oh, my God.
So we hired this nurse. Her name was Karen. I'll never forget her. She was like this older white woman with white hair. She was 2 hours late from picking us up from surgery, put us in the back seat of her beat-up, shitty car, stopped at an ATM to get money out of my account. Mind you, she's not supposed to get paid till after the 7 days is up.
Right.
So she kept saying my PIN wasn't working. I'm like, what do you mean my fucking... Because I gave her my PIN because I was like so drugged up. I didn't want to deal with her. So, like, we go back to the hotel that night, and in the middle of the night, they're screaming. So Gabby's like, Danny, what's wrong with you? I'm like, that's not me. It's fucking Karen. She was having night terrors.
Really?
And I was like, this fucking bitch, she stole my Xanax. She stole my Percocets.
Yeah.
So then my bank, I get a text message from my bank. You know, sometimes they think, yeah, there's fraud on your account. Right. She took like $7,000 from my account.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Who the fuck was she then again?
She's a hired nurse that they suggested.
Really?
So we fired her and they gave us another nurse.
Oh, fuck, man.
Mm-hmm. So it was an interesting experience, to say the least.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Shit, you know? I mean, you went through hell for this.
But I have scars all over my back.
Yeah.
I have scars above my vagina. Like, I have scars anywhere they did the insertions.
So are you happy you did it?
Yeah. I have no regrets.
Really?
I'm definitely way more confident now, for sure. Like, I look way better in clothes. Like... But the only thing I'm self-conscious about now is my scars.
Oh.
Like, for instance, when I had that one night stand, remember I told you this guy, me and him would just talk about anything. So after I didn't have sex with him, basically, we were just laying there talking and he was like rubbing my back. He's like, what are your scars from? And I said, surgery.
Right.
But it's very noticeable. Like, they're very noticeable. I can't, like, even if I wear a bikini, like, my back is scarred.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know all this before?
No.
Going in? Really?
No. Mm-mm. And I didn't know it was going to be that painful.
Jeez.
Like, people that are thinking about doing it, like, I get DMs about it all the time. And if I decide to answer one, I'll tell them, don't do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But
especially
that's
if they already have a good body.
That's why I'm asking, why, like, do you regret it?
No. I mean, I definitely want to do scar removal
on
my back eventually. Or I'm just going to get my whole back tatted.
Mm-hmm. That's an idea.
If I can get my balls out.
Yeah. Either way, you're going to spend a lot of money.
Yeah. Either way, I'm going to spend a lot of money. I can probably get scar removal for free.
Yeah.
If I find the right place and I promote them while I do it.
Yeah.
But other than a tattoo would probably cost, on my back, probably cost like $4,000.
Yeah. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
So that's that.
Yeah.
I thought you knew that.
No, I never did.
So, like, I always...
Now the whole world does.
No, the whole world's been knowing.
Already knowing?
Yeah, this is not a secret.
Oh,
this is definitely... This happened years ago.
Yeah.
Like, almost 5 years ago.
Yeah, but we never discussed it. So
yeah, no, this is, like, not a secret at all. Gabby has a YouTube about it. Like, I've done so many posts about it. I do before and after pictures.
Really?
Like, yeah, not a secret at all.
Wow.
So every time I mention somebody who's done plastic surgery on their face, they'll say, well, your ass is fake. I'm like, that's fine. My baby girl or my baby boy ain't gonna have an ass, but he'll have my face.
Right.
Because my face is bomb. Who cares if they have no ass? You, on the other hand, changed your fucking face and your kid ain't gonna look nothing like you.
That'd be strange to see a before picture. How long ago was it?
Like 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay, so you were like 25.
24 when I did it.
24.
I was 24 when I did it. Yeah, so 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So long ago. Feels like yesterday.
Yeah.
And then we had to go home with drains in our stomach because the fat was still flushing out of our bodies, like the extra fat. So when we went through the airport, we got stopped and interrogated as terrorists because they didn't know what was hanging from our bodies.
Really?
Yeah. It was the first time I've ever been in one of those interrogation rooms. I'm like, is this really happening right now?
That's
I was like, we just had surgery. It's our drains. Oh, memories.
God, the shit you've been going through, mm-hmm. man. I'm telling you.
Yep.
I try to avoid that stuff, and you seem to be seeking it.
Yeah. Yep. I'm telling you, as stuff that has happened to me, it's just like I feel like I can't even repeat it to other people because it sometimes seems like I'm fabricating a story.
Right.
And people are like, that didn't happen. I'm like, that's literally what my life is. Yeah. Anytime anything goes down, it's the most dramatic thing possible. There's nothing low-key about anything that happens in my life.
Yeah, yeah. But there seem to be people like that, you know, like my daughter can't seem to catch a break no matter what, you mm-hmm. know. So, yeah, I can see that, you know. But I truly think that these things only happen, you know, at a certain period in your life. It's not always like that. You don't have to have it always like that.
Right.
Know? And maybe it's meant to teach people a lesson or something, you know, before they wisen up.
What the heck is a spartamy?
A what?
A spartamy.
I don't know.
When it says no aspartame in a drink, what the fuck is that?
Oh, aspartame. Right? Aspartame. Here, I have it on my Diet Coke. That's the aspartame.
Yeah.
Yeah, aspartame.
Obviously, it's not good for you. If they're putting in big, bold letters, no high fructose corn syrup, no aspartame, no preservatives, no artificial colors.
Yeah, no, that's part of a diet drink, and it's not good for you.
I don't know why you just don't drink regular Coke.
Well, then there you have the sugar, but it's the taste.
Who cares about sugar?
No,
sugar's
it's the
good
taste,
for you.
Really. No, sugar's not good for you. And I eat enough
sugar.
It's
not terrible for you.
No, but yeah, no, it's not. I don't believe that. The same with salt. If you
I
use
love
everything,
salt.
Yeah, you know, if you use everything in moderation, it's okay.
I always feel bloated after I eat salt, though.
Yeah.
Like if I have ramen noodles, which are fucking delicious, by the way, I feel like very thick after.
Really?
Like very wide.
Yeah. But with drinks, yeah, I can't tell you. Plus, listen, if I drink like several cans a day, you know how fat I would get just drinking regular Coke?
Yeah,
really
but
would.
You're putting in
There's
very
no,
cancerous stuff in your body.
Yeah, but they say that regular soda is not good for you either.
It's not.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why when we had this argument about restaurants banning it for kids, I think it's a splendid idea.
No, I don't because...
well, Circulus,
I think that should be left up to the parents to decide. You know, nobody's going to tell me if my kid's going to have soda or not. Fuck them. Doesn't work like that. I'm telling you again, the more the government intervenes in your life, the less freedom you have. And I'm not willing to give up my freedom for other people to tell me how to live.
But you're not a kid, so you can drink Coke.
Yeah. And I've been drinking Coke since I was like probably 10 years old or something.
I don't think
Nothing
I've ever loved soda. Like I've never ever been like, yes, I love soda
no,
so
I
much.
No, I mean, I just think every time I drink it, I go, God, how could I could never live without it.
See, I feel that way about Starbucks coffee.
Really?
Like I think they might put something like addicting in their coffee because I don't need it. Like I'll buy like... the little instant packs, and I'll have a coffee at home. But when I'm driving here in the morning, I feel like I have to stop and get one.
Yeah, well, it's part of the routine more, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it's the ritual of going to Starbucks.
But it's just so expensive now.
It is.
It used to be like $3.25 for a tall. Now it's like damn near $5 for like
really?
The smallest cup ever.
Wow. Yeah, you see, that's why I have my espresso machine at home, man. It cost me 70 cents a cup. And it comes out hot in the way I want it with foam and everything. So,
right.
You know, that's what I recommend if people like coffee, you know. But Starbucks, no way. Not anymore. Not anymore.
Yeah, I'm going to try to slowly wean my way out of not going there in the morning. I got an energy drink this morning because I felt a little laggy.
Right.
So,
you know, I mean, look, I've been drinking soda for all my life. I've been smoking cigarettes since I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And weed since I was probably 19 or something. So these are things I've been doing all my life. And thank goodness I go to the doctor. He says you're in good health.
Right.
You know, not much wrong with my lungs, at least at this point. I don't know what the fuck. Nothing wrong with my liver that you would think maybe soda would affect or something. And I'm not saying nothing's going to happen
tomorrow. Yeah, but you didn't get your blood taken.
No, but listen.
You need to. Sam, you can't say no, listen. Blood is like where everything's at. Your doctor can look at you and say you're fine, but he's not going to really know until he gets your blood results back.
Okay.
I don't really be trusting doctors after all these shows I've been watching.
But the blood is more for what? Diabetes?
No, they check for everything. There's like six, so they'll take like three tubes of blood, and they'll run like eight different tests. Like anytime I get my physical, I get three tubes taken, and they run like eight different tests. Your blood, your platelets, so that your white, they can check your white versus red blood cell count.
Right.
They check your liver. They check like your vitamin D levels, which is always low for anyone that lives on the East Coast because there's no sun out there.
Okay.
God, who knows about the people that live in like, what is it, Alaska, where it's dark for 6 months?
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder how much it costs to put those things in everybody's houses. Do you know what I mean? Those windows where it's like at night you got to close them because it's still bright out.
Yeah.
Those got to cost a lot.
I don't know. They just use blinds, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But you should see. I mean, if you want to really know how it is, see the movie, with Al Pacino, Insomnia.
I have never seen that.
You got to see
I've seen like bits and pieces.
No,
but I haven't
good.
Seen the
he's a detective that goes there.
But he's actually bad, right?
I don't know. I don't think so. He's a detective.
I'm going to watch that.
No,
I love anything.
Solve a murder or something.
All his old movies are really good. All his new movies, I'm like, stop trying to stop. Yeah, yeah. Just stop saying yes. You're a legend. Please don't ruin your legacy.
That's true. He's very
He did
good.
A movie with 50 Cent. It was fucking badass.
Really? What was it called? Do you remember?
I'm going to tell you right
now. Well, no time. We got to...
Oh, shit. It's 10:50.
It's 10:50 indeed.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, another show in the can, folks. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Danny, have a great day.
Thank you.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.